That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shop Amazon for last-minute gifts. Great deals for everyone on your list. Gifts for mom and gifts for dad. Even for your sister and your brother, Chad. Ah, shoot, we didn't realize we were supposed to get a gift for our dog walker guy. We almost forgot about our dentist, Dr. Kerr. We didn't expect to get a gift from her. Or our cousin, I forget his name. He got us something nice, better reciprocate. For last-minute deals on gifts for people you forgot, get fast and free shipping at Amazon.
Blackbusters.
What's cracking with the family? Welcome back to another episode of Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
In the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm your host, Big Ja, along with my co-host,
Tone DeMone Jr.
Yeah.
Tone DeMone Jr.
Yeah.
It's fitting.
Diane Carroll's my mama.
Hey, Diane Carroll's mom. Yeah. Yes, sir. Tone DeMone Jr. I love that one. That's
Thank
dope.
You, bro.
That's good.
Thanks,
sir. Yes, sir. And our special guest of the evening or the day is brother Chuck Dizzle.
Man, Chuck Dizzle.
I appreciate y'all, brothers.
Nah, man.
Legends in my eyes, man. Hold on, man, bro. You know, I'm not going to get long-winded, but this man right here, man, he's a vet, you know what I'm saying? Podcast game extraordinaire, one of the OGs. A lot of people, if y'all don't get this man his credit and his respect, please, hands down, do that. My man,
I appreciate
Thank you.
Homegrown wouldn't be what it is.
I tell people all the time, homegrown wouldn't be what it is today if it wasn't for Julio G, West Side Radio, and of course, Zombie Radio, man.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I appreciate what you and Debbie, my girl Debbie Deb, has done for West Coast hip-hop and just hip-hop in general.
And you guys just took it to a whole nother level. But again, this was very early on, you know, in the podcast space, like
before it was really podcast.
Before it was popping, calling it podcast
like that.
I used to have to like tell people how to find it in the barbershop. Oh, like, you know, you need to download iTunes.
Man, ain't doing it. Ain't on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know what?
And we wanted to amplify West Coast rap, right? And we were doing a decent job. And then my girl Debbie Dev at the time had aspirations of being on their, you know, personality. And that took her to Houston.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, and then her career exploded after a while. But for what it was, we had a good set of people.
Man, for sure.
And these guys, you know what I mean? Like, you know, took it beyond.
Bro, y'all interviewed J-Rock, Maestro, Glass. I mean, the list goes on, man. And those are some artists that I really feel like they deserve their shine to this day. So the fact that you guys were able to do that again, like you said, we took it to a certain level as well. But I just remember downloading the episodes, listening to it like, man, this is when I was early on trying to figure it out from Long Beach State. And kind of, but I saw what you guys were doing. I'm like, this is where it's at. So I just always, hands down, when I see you, I tell you all the time. So I had to do it on camera on, you know what I'm saying, so folks know.
Yeah.
And come on, you a goddamn legend, John. Come on. I told you I'd do 50 push-ups before we started the episode.
Oh, no, man.
You over here, you looking tougher in person than on camera, bro.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Hey, thank you,
bro. I'm going to do 10,000 push-ups 10, to the max, you know what I'm saying?
10,000 to the max.
To the max.
Yes, sir, man. I appreciate it, man. Hey, but thanks for coming, man.
Of course,
and,
man.
And the fact y'all have history, man, is dope.
That's cool.
I'm saying this is gonna be even that much funner.
Yeah,
amazing.
Here we go.
Yeah,
yes, indeed.
Here we go.
Since so, a lot of times we like to ask the guests what film they want to blackbust.
Mm-hmm.
You know what film they want to break down, and We're doing Money Talks today.
I love it, man. Mm-hmm.
And Money Talks is a very funny film, man. It came out in 98, I believe.
98, yeah.
98. And starring Chris Tucker mm-hmm. and Charlie Sheen, right?
Yeah.
This is just, it just reminds you how much of a star Chris Tucker is, bro.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
That he can go from Smokey to playing Franklin Hatchett.
Absolutely.
Across from Ice Cube in this movie mm-hmm. to Charlie Sheen and to Jackie Chan.
Right,
in
right.
Rush Hour. He's a star, bro. And this movie just, it shows that. It's a dope-ass film. It reminds me of a hood, but a crossover film because it's based in L.A.
Yeah.
So even though there wasn't the city, I can recognize the city. Oh, yeah, we in L.A. for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's just dope, bro. It's funny. It's action. It's a lot of, and him and Charlie Sheen did their thing.
Man. Mm-hmm.
They had Charlie
their
Sheen.
Their chemistry on camera was
amazing. Yeah, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You would think Chris Tucker and Charlie Sheen, I don't know, but it worked, bro.
Yeah.
Money Talks was a dope-ass film, bro.
It reminds me of like, you know, like those late 90s buddy comedy movies,
yes.
right?
Nick Nolte, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, like yeah. like it,
Bruce Willis, Damon Wayans.
It feels like that. But to piggyback off of what you said, like, especially now, like you ever watch like the NBA and you watch when like Steph Curry is just in the zone. And it's just a thing to watch, right? Like, you know, it's just like you watching somebody special.
Right.
In this movie, you get to watch Chris Tucker be everything Chris Tucker is throughout the entire movie.
Yeah.
I mean, he is such, it's like the, like, obviously he's the star and the movie revolves around him,
right.
but he's in his bag with everything,
right.
like everything. And he gets to cook in a way that he didn't get a chance to cook in Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He had to share the screen and the mm-hmm. stage with Friday. This and is like the setup to what he does in Rush Hour.
Right.
But look at this run. Like he does like Friday, Dead Presidents comes out in 95. He does The Fifth Element, which he probably wants to forget about in 97.
But I love him in that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah
like goofy that, shit.
Yeah, it's important.
I love him in that.
Yeah, yeah.
He gets Money Talks in 97, has a bit part in Jackie Brown in 97.
Yeah, he does.
Then we hit Rush Hour in 98.
And
it just
go from there.
Right. You know, so right. just Household what a talented name. Run.
Yeah, super.
So talented.
Super, man. I'm watching him on camera and he just seems so smooth, mm-hmm. so affluent with the rest of the cast. Even him with the we'll get into that later on with the father of the bride.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
I love
fantastic.
His chemistry. He works with everybody.
Yeah.
And so I used to ask myself, how is he so famous from the hood films he did? I know he did Rush Hour. But is that how he's famous? Like Michael Jackson was like his best friend.
Mm-hmm.
That is true. Yeah.
But I see stuff like, no, everybody liked Chris Tucker, bro.
Yeah.
He was the best hood homie he could ever have guy. In Friday.
Right.
And he's super crossover with still being himself. Absolutely. What up, white boy? What up, Absolutely. White boy?
Mm-hmm.
He's still not Smokey, but he's still Chris Tucker.
What I loved about it, though, is a lot of Friday references
Come on.
In that movie, right? Yep. So the setup was for him to, you know, obviously be a star. But when you see those little nuggets and gems, like, you know, you see it's my man Faison Love in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Having those moments with him. And even, come on, man! Like, mm-hmm. that's Screaming. Friday. Those are those Friday-isms that we love him for.
Right.
But mm-hmm. it also set him up to be the star, like you were saying, to kind of expound and play that side-by-side with Charlie Sheen. But it's mm-hmm. like, I think people were looking at him like, okay, is he legit? Is he for real?
Mm-hmm.
Is he just hood comedy? Is he
right.
just black famous? Like,
right.
and this kind of like, it, I think he knew that and just took that shit to the next level, bro.
Super.
Yeah.
When he did, so I'm just going to give a quick gist of his character. Mm-hmm. His name is Franklin Hatchett. Mm-hmm. He's basically like a scalper.
Yeah.
He's a ticket scalper.
Hustle man. Yep.
He can hustle man. Mm-hmm. He's the guy. He works at a car wash, mm-hmm. or at least he acts like he does.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And
Julio. What's his name? Julio?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So he probably didn't even work at the bar.
He definitely didn't have a name tag that had his name in there. So for sure he wasn't working there.
He was using the car wash front to like grab cars and do things with, run mm-hmm. errands with.
Right.
Yeah.
He was picking up tickets. He had a homeboy, a plug that worked at like as like the graphic board mm-hmm. at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
And so he had a plug on getting tickets and stuff like that. I'm sure he would share the profits with, you know, the dude. His name was his name was Roland.
Roland, yeah.
Roland,
yeah,
the OG dude that he used to work with. And he was just a fun living. He was scalping and he was doing tickets, but he was hustling.
He wasn't hurting nobody.
He wasn't hurting nobody.
He was providing hood service.
People kept coming to him.
Exactly.
And the reason why they was coming to him because they was getting like a word of mouth. Like, hey, bro, you can get some tickets for the low over there at this car wash. His name is Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
And so thirsty for attention, thirsty for a tough story, Charlie Sheen's character, James Russell.
Mm-hmm.
Was it James Russell?
Yeah. White boy?
White boy. Chris Tucker.
Punk-ass white boy?
Punk-ass white boy. James Russell's a newscast. He's like a news reporter, and he's pulling up. He's kind of like a guy that's thirsty to
that punk-ass reporter from Channel 5.
Yeah.
Oxygen's Channel 12.
He's trying to come up, right?
Like, trying to come up.
And he envisions more. Ball.
Yeah. He interviews Chris Tucker. And really setting him up. Mm-hmm. And he wants to bring light to him scalping tickets and like selling like bootleg tickets or black market tickets, I should say. And gets him arrested. And now, you know, when you're in L.A., you get sent to the county at first, but then you get sent to the court that you got to have your tickets in or do the crime in. So now he's on his way to the other court in Van Nuys, right? No, from Van Nuys to the county.
Gotcha.
And he gets they link him up on a bus with a dude who has no clue. And assuming this French, he called him Frenchy.
The French part of Compton.
French part of Compton.
He might be from the French part of Compton.
So he hooks him up with Raymond Villard, which is this smuggler from France. And he's just this crazy killer dude that, unbeknownst to Chris Tucker's character, Franklin, this guy is about to break out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
And he's connected to Chris Tucker. They're handcuffed together.
Yeah.
So he gets busted out of jail, and instead of killing him, they don't have time to get the cuffs off. So just take him with us. Put him in the chopper with us, and we'll get rid of him later on.
That's
so
such now, a great setup. Too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And Chris Tucker is doing so much just from the point that we get from there to the helicopter.
Oh, man.
Like he's doing so much, like, you know, he's insulting the man.
He might fuck up the whole shit too because he brings so much attention to the situation.
Right.
And the dude's like, yo, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
what
man.
You doing?
It's so funny.
Let's go to the back, man. Let's go to the back.
Because Chris Tucker think he in control. He's using all his black guy shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Come on, man.
Hey, man, who the fuck you talking to?
Yeah, who the fuck you? What's wrong with you?
Hey, man, you don't know me, man.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from, man.
Yeah, right.
Where you from? First part of Compton.
And when they end up in the helicopter and the two guys get to laughing the way he gets to laughing too.
So how much of that is script and how much of that is Chris? Because...
I don't even know if they had a script for this movie.
Right.
They just might have had an outline.
There's so many things he's doing, the Michael Jackson.
Even
when he's shooting back at the mercenaries, he's humping.
Yeah.
He's doing the same thing he was doing as Friday. I think that's him.
And that's, again, the connection like between saying, the movies.
Those nuggets.
Right. That's him. You're right. And to your point, I think a good 85% is literally him just ad-libbing. I believe they came... They probably came with a script, but when they saw like to the degree of how he could ad lib and bring that star power to the film, I think they were like, oh, this is easy.
Yeah.
Let him go.
They wanted him for that.
This is an interesting movie because this is like Charlie Sheen's last big movie as a movie star.
Mm-hmm.
He moves in, he catches the sitcom later and kind of catches like, you know, Lightning in the Bottle there.
Right.
But like Charlie Sheen is a big star, but like his star is starting to wane a little bit after big, you know, movies and hits.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And they pair him with this upstart, right? So like Charlie Sheen needs this movie more than Chris Tucker needs it, right?
Right.
But this movie does more for Charlie Sheen. I mean, does more for Chris Tucker than it does for Charlie Sheen.
Right.
Even though they've got good rapport and they play off each other well, he's mostly forgettable.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's mostly forgettable. Mm-hmm. Heather Locklear got her check. This is really the Chris Tucker show.
Right.
From beginning to end.
I love that. I agree with you, too. Because if this was Chris Tucker and Adam Sandler,
it
would have been even funnier.
Yes.
And Adam Sandler wouldn't have been forgettable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No knock to
Charlie Sheen.
To Charlie, but he was very basically the straight man to this guy's movie.
Right.
There was no oxygen left really for anybody to be funny because Chris Tucker claimed all the funny.
So we needed a Charlie Sheen.
Right. Like somebody that's going to kind of keep it on the straight and narrow in a sense. You know what I mean?
Or if you're going to be like the father-in-law played off of Chris Tucker, right? Like,
he was perfect
because he let Chris cook, but he got his stuff off, right? Like, he got his stuff off because he's playing off of Chris.
He's his own son.
This guy over here.
Half Italian.
Half Italian.
Yeah. Make a little stacuzzi, you know?
Oh, he's Diane Carroll's son. Okay.
Yeah, right. Diane Carroll's son.
Well, he was like, hey, what are you doing? And he said, oh. He went right into it. He was
perfect.
Man.
He was so good at that.
And I kind of feel like, of course, it's a movie. And for those that don't know what happened, Charlie Sheen's character, James Russell's getting married in 2 days. He's a newscaster that's on the verge of losing his job to the point where he actually loses it. Mm-hmm. He gets fired. Him and the boss are at odds. He said, you know what? I don't like your attitude. You're trash. You're fired. Mm-hmm. And now he realizes that he got this guy, Franklin, in jail. Chris Tucker's character in jail, and now he busts out of jail.
Yeah.
Now he's on the run for murder. Him mm-hmm. along with this other guy. Yep. And so he's like, oh man, that's the guy I just put in jail. Mm-hmm. He's out there, on the run for murder.
Right, yeah. Right.
And the guy, and Franklin calls James Russell, Charlie Sheen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, hey man, I need your help. And he's like, I'll be right there. He needs this.
It's sweeps week, man.
It's sweeps week. Mm-hmm. And I need to save my job.
Right, right.
My boss is gonna hire me back once I tell him I have Franklin Hatchett, the guy on murder, the exclusive with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna give me the exclusive and I'll help you free your name, but I need you to help me get my job back, basically. Man. And so I'm gonna hire you for the next 2 days. Cause now the cops are looking for Franklin. But I'm gonna hire you for the next 2 days, so you have to go live with me for the next 2 days.
Yep.
You're going to stay in my sight the whole 2 days. I'm getting married in 2 days. You got to come to my wedding.
That's my thing. Bringing him to the wedding, to the
that's crazy.
The rehearsal. Mm-hmm. All eyes are going to be on you at that point in time.
Right, yeah.
Like, you setting him up some bullshit.
But if you left him at the house,
he'd be in the wind.
Yeah, and so
he's desperate.
At that point, he's like, man, what do I do?
Yeah.
You're my friend from college.
Right.
All right, come on. Mm-hmm. Put a suit on. And he put a suit on with
his favorite suit.
Too.
Yeah.
He put my feet.
Put his favorite suit on.
Yeah. You just mad because I look better than you in your own shit. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah. And that towel better be clean. Dirty ass white boy.
Yeah. That's crazy how this movie is over 20-something years old and there's so many politically incorrect terms and words you can't say no more.
Oh, yeah.
You can't say that many white boys.
Yeah.
You can't.
At the third one.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And even when the dude called him a Mooleyan.
Yeah.
Whoa. He's like, my full-on Mooley.
Full-on Mooley.
Hey, got that all.
So basically, Franklin's living in this new world that he's never been in, this rich, waspy white world where James Russell, Charlie Sheen, is marrying up. His wife is paid. Her father is a rich Italian man.
They paid.
Super paid. Multi millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, man, you live in the dream, bro. You didn't fell into some rich pussy. So he's just James Russell looks crazy to Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna challenge me and get me sent to jail for my job, but you over here.
Life is good for you.
Life is good for you.
I'm looking at your life.
Yeah. You a fraud, man. You ain't really about doing better because you're not really willing to work for it. You want to marry into it. And so they hate each other basically off top.
Yeah. But what's interesting, what I love about this is that, like, Franklin never changes.
He doesn't.
The world around him does, right? Like, he gets into this posh stuff. Like, everywhere that Franklin goes, he's as comfortable as he's anywhere else. So he walks into their world, with like no hesitancy.
How about some coke? 45.
No, 45. Yeah. Just he is himself.
Italian grits. Italian grits. The dude asked
cooking.
The dude had his mom, the cook, make him a delicious Italian breakfast, man.
Yeah.
From like the ganache, galushalishu. I don't know the word.
Make him a little something with the spoon.
With the ganache and all that.
A little ganache sushi.
He said, is that fine with you? That's fine with me, man. Yeah. And hook me up with some of them Italian grits, too.
Yeah. Right.
Ad lib. Like,
that's probably, it has to be ad lib, bro.
Yeah.
And man, because that's so Chris Tucker is crazy. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, of course, it's a movie, but him bonding with the father so much makes sense. He's such a funny dude.
Yeah.
And he's not disrespectfully funny.
Yeah.
He's like, he's out there.
Yeah.
But like,
that brings up a great question. Like, how do we define Chris Tucker's comedy? Right? What is it that makes him so special? Because I mean, we've seen other comics kind of like rise, right? Mm-hmm. Like Kevin Hart rose, but like Kevin Hart doesn't have anything on film as funny as what Chris Tucker has done. There's not a single Kevin Hart movie that's as funny as anything Chris Tucker has done.
I don't know.
What could be?
Nah, you mean overall?
Yeah,
Chris Tucker overall comedy, his stuff from Friday.
Yeah.
To,
and I'm talking about film specifically, not stand up.
Okay.
But like film, right? Like.
Dead Presidents was good. I mean, Paper Soldiers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For Kevin Hart was really right. good. It was really funny.
And it was right. a good setup for Kevin, too.
Yeah.
But outside of that, as a movie star.
Outside of that, you might be right, bro.
He doesn't, you know, even Martin.
Oh.
It's interesting. It's interesting, but I still think that Chris Tucker's comedies are better than Martin's.
That's tough. Nah, I don't know, man.
Interesting. You happy with Kevin?
Nah, yeah. I don't know about Martin.
That's a tough one, bro.
Let's talk about it.
Okay,
let's talk about it.
Nothing to Lose is a really good film.
Nothing to Lose.
We got Nothing to Lose. We got Blue Streak.
Blue Streak is very similar to Money Talks.
Money Talks. They're almost the same movie.
Yeah.
Right. But Martin doesn't have Rush Hour on his resume.
Bad Boys.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is true, yeah.
Two and three.
He said you wake up with this.
I might have to fall back.
Yeah,
I think you tripping
yeah.
on that.
Yeah. And Martin has life.
Martin got life.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. It was worth the lap.
It was worth the conversation.
Yeah.
That's how dope Chris Tucker is. Mm-hmm.
We had to kind of talk that one out.
Because I mean, Smokey is iconic.
Yeah.
Very much so.
You know, like Smokey. We like people talk about Smokey.
Let me fight back off the wall. I was filming, but now
they got the cameras out.
Uh-huh.
Like Smokey is maybe one of the most iconic black characters in comedy ever.
Yeah,
and that belongs to Chris Tucker. Yeah. Right.
Uh-huh.
The Rush Hour series certainly grossed more than Bad Boys.
True.
So you could argue that the Rush Hour movies are bigger. The Rush Hour series is bigger than the Bad Boy. The Rush Hour trilogy is bigger than the Bad Boy trilogy. You could make that case just off of box office
international.
Alone. Right?
It's international alone, yeah.
And Chris Tucker is the star of that in a way that Martin is not even a star in Bad Boys, right? It's argued that Will Smith is a star, but that I don't want to complicate the argument.
Mm.
But yeah, I think that like from a tale of a tape, like we both like boxing, that's a great matchup.
Right.
Martin versus Chris Tucker.
As far as movies?
And Chris Tucker is still working. He had his hiatus, but he shows up in Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah.
He shows up in Air, right? Like, you know, he's still cooking in a way that like Martin isn't. It's very interesting.
But Martin, I hear national security.
Yeah.
I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Streak, Bad Boys 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Shit.
You didn't get into the Big Mama's House bad.
Big Mama's House.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Talking Dirty After Dark.
House Come on, Party. Bro. I'm not going to call. I ain't really like Black Knight, but mm-hmm. that's in there, but nah.
Yeah.
House Party, bro.
Yeah.
But you know I think you're right. I think the one argument that's strong is an iconic role. I'm thinking about Martin's roles. I don't see one as iconic
as Smokey. Yeah.
Maybe not. Yeah. But Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Darnell.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not bigger than Smokey.
Right, right, right. Funny. But,
yeah.
Funny, but
mm-hmm.
I think his body of work might edge out Chris Tucker.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you got Rush Hour, that's bigger than Bad Boy, but it's not like this. It's like this.
I mean, even if you look online, think Chris Tucker has what 14 or 15 films,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And Martin, his list is up there now. You know, I could argue Martin. You know, his to me, he kind of falls off in some sense. Uh-huh. So I understand. But in terms of comedy, though, mm-hmm. I mean, like you said, when you look at him side by side, it's a good argument.
And especially because for a good part of their career, they bring a lot of the same skill set, like
over the top.
Like comedy, Martin's characters are kind of the same, right? The same way, you know, Chris Tucker's characters are kind of just get more sophisticated, like as his career goes. But it's very interesting, because both of them made such big splashes,
right?
Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting take. But like this Money Talks film, to me, kind of like stands up against Blue Streak.
Right.
Nothing to Lose. Like, they all kind of follow the same formula, which is what Hollywood was doing at the time. Right? Pair a black guy with a white guy and either have a heist or, you know, that kind of, like, situation. But Money Talks is important for Chris because I think it shows for the first time that he can carry a whole film
by himself.
Leading man, for sure.
By himself. Like, I don't need anybody else. You can put Charlie Sheen or anyone else in here. Like, I'm just going to keep working and keep delivering the funny.
Hence why I feel like he went over the top for that role. And and again, they may have had something completely different as far as script wise, or like you said, maybe you mentioned there was no oxygen for anybody else to be funny. There might have been certain lines for, you know, Charlie Sheen or whoever to kind of get their thing off. But it's like, you in a room with Chris, bro. And I think he understood that. Like, yo, I have to deliver. I have to kind of go over the top with this and bring that shit.
I think the small shit that make me laugh when he was walking out of the precinct, going into the bus, and he asked one of the guards, "Let me hold your gun."
So modern is that.
That's him. It has to be. Right. That's not in the script.
Not in the script. You know what I'm saying? So much of it, I think, was just him.
I kill people for fun, man.
That's for fun. just cooking.
He was like, "Hey, man, let's go to the back real quick." He threw him down. "Hey, man, what's wrong with you?" He said, "Hey, man, last you again, man. You're going to the back.
Fuck wrong with you? Get your ass."
He tried to stand up again.
All right. Wait till we get off the bus.
Wait till we get off the bus.
Kick your ass.
That's what, like, that was so good. As a character, like, he was street smart. I love the way he got away from the cops. Like, you know, hops, he showed he had a skill and cunning. And then that's when it, you know, he kind of becomes the best friend, the Charlie Sheen. Because, like, you know, they're bonding over the situation that they're kind of coming up in.
Right.
And you know, and to your earlier point, like, Franklin is not a bad guy
at all.
No.
He's got his girl. He's got his baby on the way. Like, you know, like, he just got caught up.
He told his wife, he said, "Hey, man, how my baby doing? How my baby boy doing? You ain't stressing, are you? My baby come out with two toes. I'm kicking your ass."
That's what I'm saying. I'm kicking your ass, man.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect.
Hey, Elise Neal, real quick, though, man. Elise Neal, bro. Yeah. She had it.
Early Elise.
When she opened that door and walked to the middle of the room with her thighs out.
Saw it.
I said, ooh. Ooh. Elise Neal, man.
Early Elise was a winner
for sure. She did her thing, man. It was dope. I like how I even like the go back and forth between the Elise Neal's character and
the cop.
Shut up.
She said, her name Paula, and the cop's name was
an asshole. Cop.
I forget his name.
But the officer, though.
The young one. He was bad cop. And
after the fact? Because
at the beginning, good cop, bad cop. Right. He was the one over her head. We got dead bodies all over the city. Because your boyfriend.
Yeah.
He ain't no killer. So now he's at the pre-dinner with the family. How he ends up back into the thick of things, he needs the cops are looking, and the cops are on her head, on the girlfriend's head. They keep coming over. They come looking for you. Carmine came over looking for him. So he hear about Carmine coming looking for him at his girl's house, at his house, and threatening his girl. I got to go back to L.A. I got to go back to real life and handle some things. So Charlie got to take him. Charlie takes him over there. They get involved. The cops come back. The cops are staking out. They're staking out. Outside of Franklin's house to see whenever he comes back home to see his girl, they don't get him.
Yeah,
let's talk about this real quick. The very first time where Franklin was in that diner after he had jumped out of the helicopter into the water and he went to the diner to get something to eat. Yeah. You hungry, nigga? Like, and he's inside the diner and the news comes on and the two cops come in and watch. They're looking at the news and his mugshot pops up.
Yeah.
And he looks at them. He looks at the mugshot and he looks at them. He goes,
"This nigga's tripping."
And he says, yeah. That's hilarious to me. That's not script.
Right.
That's not script, bro. He said, like,
that's such a good point.
I'm just going to keep on looking because if y'all don't, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And then he said,
yeah.
Then he runs off. They start shooting at him, bro.
Yeah, they was trigger happy.
What's going on?
They was real trigger happy.
If you look at, he was willing to surrender. He said, "Hey, I'm coming out," but I didn't. And they still shooting at him.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like at that point, what do you do?
You got to scoot.
You got to keep going.
There was something else I caught on this last watch. The jump out of the helicopter. The stuntman did not land that properly.
Oh, man.
Right?
Like, he had an earache.
Bro.
My God. He landed blown out.
Like sideways. I was like, God damn. Ouch. That one had to hurt.
He did a front flip.
He did a front
flip. I'm thinking you're going to
flatten. Yeah, like you're going to flatten out.
Flat.
Man, he landed that like shit a dead hard.
Body.
Wow. That guy's not working. Like, you know, that's...
That guy probably broke a rib.
Yeah.
Concussion.
That was legit.
Oh, yeah. Man.
It's like, damn, that homie fell poorly.
It's colder than a motherfucker in there.
Right. So before he hops out the elevator, out the helicopter, excuse me, he doesn't know French. He doesn't know what the language is speaking, but the guy that broke out the gangster, they're talking. And basically say there's some diamonds. The diamonds
Jaguar,
that we smuggled.
Diamonds.
We got in an
auto show.
An auto show in an old school vintage Jaguar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He picks up on the money and he picks up on the Jaguar in the auto show. So fast forward to later on in the movie, he's going to get them diamonds.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He'll clear his name and he also is thinking about getting them diamonds and he uses.
Seven for me. Seven for you, and you gonna get whatever's left over. You been tripping the whole time.
The audacity.
He the boss.
Right.
He the crime boss.
He the main person. He said, you gonna get whatever's left over because you've been tripping this ever since I met you.
Yeah. But he was like, $25 million. Oh, you gotta cut me into that, right? Like, you know.
You gotta cut him into this.
Did not waste a beat.
Oh, man.
Did not waste a beat.
Like that. I love that he picked up off that, man. And again, to your point, that's those little things, like, just goes to show, like, those little nuggets in the film, like that just goes to show his comedy and picking up on little things, little details like that.
Right.
And it goes beyond, again, just hood famous and hood comedy. It's like, oh, you're a star, bro.
Yes, bro.
Straight up star.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you know what? What's interesting is like, Chris, like all the little stuff that Chris Tucker does, in a sense, like almost like ain't even really black.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like it's just Chris Tucker shit. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you know, just Chris Tucker shit. Like, He's got Friday, but like after Friday, you know, and maybe Dead Presidents, he doesn't really have any other hood movies. He doesn't really play any other hood
he
characters.
Doing the hood shit
he plays
early.
Like Smokey, and he plays Franklin, right?
Right.
And Franklin ain't even a hood. There's no scenes of this movie in a hood. This is just like a, you know, a heist movie, you know, that type of thing. That's how good he is. Yeah. Like the shit is universal. This movie, like on itself, is kind of like a B movie, maybe more like it's, you know, it's got some good special effects. Yeah. They had a little bit of budget, but he elevates it,
man.
Right,
damn, for sure.
He elevates it, and I remember this movie was on heavy rotation in the VHS days.
Oh yeah,
right. Like you know, like it was part of everybody's collection to have money talks.
Had to
money talks. Same time, man. Yeah.
Same time, man.
I don't know you, man. Yeah, bro.
Oh man. Bro.
So now he basically intercepts the diamonds from the gangsters, and now they're on his head. Mm-hmm. So now they find Charlie Sheen at the auto show. Mm-hmm. Now they got him hostage. Mm-hmm. Now Franklin Hatchett got away with all these diamonds, but now they got Carter. He could just leave town and dip.
Mm-hmm.
They got the white boy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And he figures out a way to, in exchange for the homie, the white boy, I'll give you your diamonds back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Meet me at Coliseum.
Yep.
And he got his homeboy Roland, the guy that be hooking him up with the tickets and all that.
You're right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, before that.
He
go to Aaron's spot.
Yeah.
He goes to this underground factory warehouse little spot that's like on the under black market ish and
Eddie Protection.
And the guy
Eddie Kane spot.
Eddie Kane spot.
Eddie Kane spot.
Is his homeboy Aaron that he's known since he was every kid.
Yeah, and he's got love for him.
Right.
Yeah. So it starts off a little rocky. Hey man, what's up, man? You know I'm good for it, bro. I owe you some money, man. I got you. I'm gonna get it to you. He was like, so what you need, Franklin? Hey man, we need some guns, man. There's a couple guns, and we get it right back to you, bro. Yeah, I'm good for it.
Yeah, yeah.
He showed my whole. Guns.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "What,
what kind of problems you got?"
But yeah.
No problems. Mm-hmm. Or big fat ass problems.
Yeah.
Even before that, the funny part is when he was talking to Franklin for like 2-3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Sheen standing right next to him, and he didn't even recognize him. He didn't even acknowledge him.
Didn't even acknowledge him.
And what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Not who.
What are you doing with this?
Yeah. Uh-huh. A white boy that should not be there. He's like, what the fuck is this? Oh, it's my homeboy, man. He's a reporter. You got a reporter to my motherfucking spot.
Hey, man, how's it going, man?
He get up, about to pull a gun out, about to shoot Charlie Sheen. Nah, man, he's not a cop, bro. He's a reporter, but he's going to help me get out. He's going to help me get out of all this.
Mm-hmm.
We need a couple guns. All right, man. Take him to the room.
Stash.
God damn.
Yeah.
The room was like this size. Right. Full of guns.
Full of gas.
Wall, gas. Yes. Big guns, little guns, huge guns. Flame, what was it? Rocket launchers.
Yeah.
So he's like, hey, man, call me. Here's the guns. After all this, all the hard all the hardness the dude said, he said, call me if you need me.
That call me if you need me.
Right, yeah. Right.
And so that... Chris Tucker's character, Franklin, is a solid dude. Because even the people that he owes money to give him grace and give him...
Hey, everybody's stalling him out.
Even Carmine.
Yeah. Everybody's stalling him out. Like, he's a fast talker, you know, but, like, he's not... Like, he doesn't have the reputation for just stiffing motherfuckers on what he owes them.
Right.
You know, he's probably always a day late, you know what I mean, a dollar short.
He's going to get it to you, though.
There's always a story.
Yeah. Right.
But he's going to get it to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, like it's interesting because even in that scene, like they gave like Charlie Sheen's characters this little beats where he was supposed to be funny, like because he was supposed to be pulling from all of these stories that he had done before to have like little like, and that shit just fell flat.
Right.
It just fell flat because, like I said, like he's in there with a giant.
The part when he mimicked him.
Yeah, you know, that was
hilarious. That part was good.
He said, G-tip.
What the fuck is that?
That part was
G-ride on the flat tip. Frosted with the homies.
Yes, I said, bro. Yeah. That was hilarious.
That was his win. That was
one of his funniest lines.
That was his win right there.
Yeah. So they have to meet up to exchange diamonds for James Russell at the Coliseum. And Chris Tucker Franklin calls up everybody. He calls up his homeboy Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Hey man, meet me at the Coliseum, bro. I'm gonna need your help in about a couple hours. Yeah. He calls Carmine up. Carmine is his other Italian dude that has his mafia guys. Mm-hmm. He has 15 goons with him.
Yep.
Cause he owes Carmine with $7,000.
And that's my baby is $7,000.
Mm-hmm. That's still a lot for someone like him.
Right, facts.
Mm-hmm. And he calls them all to the Coliseum, mm-hmm. calls them all there. So and he's like, man, whatever's going to happen,
whatever's going to go down is going to go down here.
And it does. Yeah. It goes down.
Yeah.
Look, that's where the action gets real action-y.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So they spend a little money on the budget.
That's where the budget was at.
They spent some money on the budget.
And so I think it was he played chess, he pit all these guys against each other. Carmine, the French dudes, even the police in a sense.
Yeah. Like a true hustler, man. Yeah.
And so, of course, all while being hilarious. His run is hilarious.
His run is like, you know, like Captain Jack Sparrow. Like, it's got like a bounce to his shit. Yeah.
He's not running hard at all, but he's moving ground.
Yeah.
You can't catch him. But even when he went back to his girl's house, his actual house, and the cops kicked the door in and was chasing him over the rooftop, they shoot at him. These guys don't have no guns.
Yeah.
At all.
What's going on?
I mean,
cops was hella trigger happy.
Right. Damn.
Yeah. On at that point.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. He's such a special. I'm happy we're doing this podcast. It's obvious you're a true fan.
Yeah.
Yo, comedy is hard, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you know this, Jah. Like, it's hard to be funny forever. And like, we don't always, with our black actors/comedians,
Facts.
Have grace or even understanding that like, nobody gets guaranteed like a 20-year career.
Man. Right.
You know, 20, 25-year career, right?
Right.
But at the time that he makes Money Talks and Friday and some of these other movies, he is the one of the most special black performers,
yes.
you know, like out there. And I believe like he was hanging out with Michael Jackson and shit, because I bet Michael Jackson found him hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Like, yes. I bet he found him hilarious.
And to your point, even in the film, like, I think that's who he is in real life. He's mm-hmm. not going to change whatever environment he's in.
Yeah.
Whether he's with the president,
yep.
whether he's with the homies on the block, mm-hmm. on the streets, or mm-hmm. the king of pop. You
yep.
know what I'm saying? And to your point, I think that's why Mike really rocked with him.
Yeah, I think that's what makes him so universal is mm-hmm. His lack of trying to fit in.
Yeah.
He's who he is.
He's just who he is.
Marshawn Lynch-ish. You know what I'm saying?
And it's funny.
And people love him and embrace him because of his,
yeah.
how real he is.
And even him not even low-key, and we talked about him only having 14 or 15 films, but him not taking on so many roles.
Mm-hmm.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? And really choosing to pick the ones he wants to do.
And we dogged him out. Well, he's an interesting story because we have this meteoric rise, mm-hmm. right? Where mm-hmm. like... And maybe he like suffers a little bit from like overexposure because he's just doing so much. And Rush Hour was so big.
Right. Yeah.
And the studio just like sucked the life of him. Give me a second one. Give me a third one. I think they're making a fourth one right now. like, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So like, it's kind of hard for like a star to shine that brightly for that right. long to not kind of like burn out.
Yeah.
Right, right. Then he ran into like the money issues, you know what I mean?
Damn,
like, you
yeah.
know, and he ran into the tax problems and
yep.
and then all of that and then had to kind of like readjust or realign. But even in like the character that he plays in like Air and like, you know, the Silver Lining Playbook,
mm-hmm.
like that's still Chris Tucker.
It's still Chris Tucker.
It's older, you know what I mean? Like a little heavier, you know, face a little wider Chris Tucker.
He's a very unique
but
guy.
It's that same guy. It's mm-hmm. that same, you know, comedy, that yep. same type of stuff like... It's just interesting, but when he was this, there was nobody bigger.
Yeah,
I mean, we had the Martin debate. Even Mike Epps, who springboards off of Friday Too,
right?
Mike Epps never crossed over,
nah.
like Chris Tucker did.
Mm-mm. Nah,
He did a little bit with the Hangover.
Hangovers, like he was in
yeah.
Hangover.
He was in the Resident yeah. Evil movie,
right,
you know what
right.
I mean? But like yes. you know, but didn't really. Didn't pop.
If he was one of the homies in Hangover, mm-hmm. one of the three, yeah. one of the homeboys,
yeah,
you know, that's crossover.
That
for sure.
Right. That could have led to some stuff,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Cat Williams is the other comedy that like the other comedian that launches from Friday, and he's had a good career, but not a crossover career
at
either,
all.
Right?
Yeah, right.
So like, it's Martin and it's Chris Tucker, and it's probably Kevin Hart, of like the guys that like.
Is Jamie Foxx in there?
Damn, Jamie Foxx got to
yeah.
be
in there. Jamie Foxx still held up.
Jamie Foxx is in there.
Yeah.
Because
he starts in comedy too.
Yep. Living Color. Yeah.
But I get what you're saying though.
You get what I'm
saying?
You know,
yeah.
It's a very short mm-hmm. list. Like it's, I don't think it's more than five.
Yeah.
For sure.
And even though Jamie is, you know, maybe like the most accomplished actor of the bunch, he talks about that signature character, you know, Smokey. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like Smokey, put Smokey in the Smithsonian, right? Like, you know,
right.
that's
right.
like how key and important and universal.
Right.
Because I think like whenever we do Friday, we got to talk about what a huge crossover hit Friday was.
Ooh, right.
Right. Right?
Friday
like,
yet?
We haven't done Friday yet.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. So Friday was a huge crossover hit where like black people, white people, so everybody mm. knew who this guy was.
Right.
And he just put him in the stratosphere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other thoughts on Money Talks before we get into some awards?
I'll reiterate the love of the scenes between him and the father.
Yeah.
That was dope. That made me laugh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
it was warm.
It was warm.
Yeah.
It was a Victor Bone Jr.
Yeah,
right. right.
And it was a big deal to him. I love how they put that together because he was shaving
mm-hmm.
and he just watching the radio.
Right.
Watching
yeah.
the videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Diane
smart.
Cara. Diane Carroll and Vic Damone were married for a while.
Mm-hmm. 10 years.
And so it was like 10 years.
Yeah.
So he was like, Diane Carroll's son.
Yeah, right. yeah.
It made sense.
Yeah.
I like how they set that up.
And it was such a big deal to him. Like he was like hella impressed by
right.
that. because I guess Victor Bone was his guy. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and it just immediately. And
had he went with the initial role that Charlie wanted to go with, which is a friend from college.
Daddy John wouldn't even been Smith, fucking with him.
But they wouldn't have been fucking with him for sure. Because the mom was already not fucking with him.
Yeah, the mom was always side eye.
I mentioned that. Why she wasn't rocking with nothing that he was doing. She always side. She was always like,
I think she sniffed him out from jump.
Yeah, she saw the show.
Like, yeah, she saw the show. She saw the show. I'm gonna just let it kind of go.
And then the toast was the lyrics to the song.
She already knew it was Barry White.
Right.
I think that's what it was. After that, when she started like, all right,
this guy
sniffed him out.
She wasn't even fucking with Charlie Sheen's character to begin with. So like anything that he brings to the table, she was like, I'm not fucking with.
Yeah.
Like I'm not with it at all.
That's a good point.
All right, so who's the MVP? This should be easy. MVP. Who's the MVP of Money Talks?
MVP is Franklin Hatchett.
Yeah.
Easy.
We needed that.
One of the easiest ones.
Uh-huh.
Who's the LVP of Money Talks?
LVP are the cops that arrested him in the first place.
Mm.
Arrested him at the car wash.
Yeah.
We never saw them again. They're arresting officers.
For me?
Oh, at the you're right.
Mm. Think about it.
Oh, shit. You're right. Yeah. Because I'm thinking of that. I'm like, those weren't the two cops came after.
The two major cops throughout the film, they weren't the arresting cops.
I say Julio. Because we don't know who Julio was. Whoever Julio was. Yeah.
Julio was the least valuable.
Yeah, he's the least valuable player.
For me, it was the boss's goon.
Pierre. Dubé? No, his name is his name is Dubé.
Dubé.
He just he was supposed to be like a number two. You know what I mean? And I just felt like I wanted him to be equal to the boss. To pull the heist off.
He was shooting niggas.
He was a shooter and he was the undercover. Somehow he was the undercover cop, right?
Yeah, he was the one that set it all up.
Yeah, let me show him some more.
He was the one to make sure
the bomb was on the truck or on the bus.
He's important.
Yeah, he's
very important.
He's important.
Let me. Yeah. Maybe I just don't like his face.
But then again, I said the two arrested officers, but is there somebody least important to them?
Like, I'm trying to think, like. Like, this movie doesn't have a lot of characters.
It really doesn't think about it. Yeah.
You know, so the ones that we have, like, all kind of matter. Like, the two
Roland
cops.
Matters.
Yeah. Roland like, every.
For sure.
So, yeah, Julio. Yeah, maybe the cameraman. Right? Like, you know.
I'm going to tell you what I didn't like. Mm-hmm. I didn't like when the two gentlemen, what's his homeboy's names again? The guy he got the guns from.
Oh, you talking about
Big Dookie.
Aaron and Big Dookie.
Yeah.
Big Dookie, right? I don't know if you caught the part where he said, hold my lollipop.
Mm-hmm. And then he put it in his mouth. I was like,
I was cool on that. I'm like,
I say,
you could have just held. You could have sat it down.
Oh, hold it. Hold that motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't put it in your mouth, bro. What's going on? Uh-huh.
Now, even if they was brothers, I kind of was like, if they brothers then maybe.
Yeah.
If they're the Wayans brothers, I would accept that for some reason.
Right.
Yeah, if it's Sean and Marlon, hold my lollipop, kid. And he goes, and he gives a bachelor. I can see that. They're twins.
Not a homie from...
not your bodyguard.
Was that the same dude from Malcolm and Eddie?
No.
Very similar.
That guy is a little bit more, hi, how you guys doing? He was a big, polite nigga. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was in Life.
He was in... no.
That was him.
Uh-uh.
That wasn't him?
The doorman?
We made a joke on Brent. No,
that's not him.
That ain't him.
I'm in the category of all black people.
He played the second cop.
My bad.
Was he the second cop in the wood?
No. You talking about the cop?
Are you guys talking about the doorman? You talking about the big man?
Nah, where you shoot him at?
Yeah.
Where the big bro got shot at? In MacArthur Park.
Yeah, that guy.
In MacArthur Park.
He was in the wood.
As what?
Remember when they pulled over Stacy and them? You know what I mean? Like, you
know. Nah, that ain't him.
It's the same guy.
Y'all tripping.
Yeah. Hold on.
That dude's huge.
What's his name? Hold up. What's his name?
He was also.
We got to create a new category. Like, who's that nigga?
Who's that nigga?
That's the nigga that was in.
Who's that dude? I know he was in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in one of the jail scenes.
Okay.
He's always in the jail scene for sure.
Yeah. He's always near prison.
That was him. Andre Rosie. Brown, that's him?
Is that him?
Where you see that?
I'm looking on the cast.
I'm on the IMDb. They don't even have
that guy,
there.
Yeah.
It's him, right?
Yeah. That's the guy. Dude. He was in the wood, too.
Let me see. He wasn't a cop though. You talk about Greasy One.
Yeah.
That's not him.
That's not him?
That guy's smaller than him. Yeah. They look like brothers though.
I got it wrong.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, this is a new category. We'll create a new category. Who's that nigga?
Hold on, real quick.
No, why y'all do that? Let's think about who gets the overacting award.
Ooh.
Who wins the overacting award for this film?
Ooh. Oh, Chris Tucker.
Yeah. I just wanted y'all to screams. Go first. I just wanted y'all to go first.
Snap, and I will pop y'all ass in the mouth, man. Make it
laugh. Yeah. But it's one of those things where, like, the overacting is the point.
Right. Yeah. He
has to do it over the top.
He's running around. Ah!
No, he's talking the way he said. But man, get under the bed. Like,
but it's also interesting because, like, if somebody's doing it on purpose, right? Like it's not overacting for them. They just playing the role.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, this is what this character requires.
He needs to be extra.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
That's him. That's just him, too.
Yeah, it is.
The greasy one. all right. Because we got to, you know, get to the awards.
We do.
The fist, rather.
The fist.
How do we rank Money Talks? This is going to be as much love as we've given this.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 5 black fists. Where does this rank?
Rank, okay, when you say rank, overall films or overall black films?
So from 5 Black Fists being a classic.
Got you.
Like all-time great classic.
Yeah.
To 1 being like a kind of a dud black movie.
It's not a dud.
How many fists do you give Money Talks?
I'm going to keep it 100. As much as I love this film, I don't know if I can call it a classic.
Because
earlier.
What?
Hold on. Because.
It's not a 5.
It's not a 5. I can agree with
that. And that's why.
Okay. So the 5s are classic.
Yeah, to me.
5s are classic.
But we've had to. I was doing Money Talks with you, I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the ones. I'm going to watch it again. Got you.
Because it's not Friday. Yeah, it's not The Wood.
Yeah, it's not a 5.
It's not Harlem Nights.
Yeah.
It's not. But it's a damn good film.
It's a good film. Yeah, you're right. And even going thinking about it, like even though it's one of my favorite films, I'm not going in front. I recently had to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It wasn't something that I don't sit there and I don't watch it every single year. It's like I'll come to it. If I catch it on TV or whatever, then cool. I'll give it a solid 3.
Ooh.
I'll give it a solid 3.
Ooh.
If I'm being honest, if we're talking about it that way, if we're ranking classics, because to me, Friday is a classic. That gets 5,
right?
In my opinion, right?
Right.
Can we do a fist and 2 fingers? A fist and a peace sign. Can we get 3 fists and a peace sign?
You can give it some decimals if you want to.
Yeah, because I don't think it's quite a. I would say 3. Three and a peace sign.
Three and a peace sign.
I give it. This movie definitely belongs as a 3. Mm-hmm. It's not a 2.
Right.
Right. No.
It's not a 2. Chris Tucker's performance is outworldly in this movie.
Right.
And this raises the score.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This brings up a very interesting point, which is if Chris Tucker isn't as good in this movie as he is. This movie is not a blockbuster.
Yeah. Very true.
Right.
Facts. It's not a blockbuster.
It's facts. Because Chris Tucker is so strong, it's the blockbuster.
Yes.
You're absolutely
he's
right.
So strong and he's so black. Even though we talk about he's not being hood.
He's black.
There's definitely a black man, you know what I mean,
Right. Man, drop me off my cousin over there, man. They got Kool-Aid and chicken.
Yeah. Even though damn near everybody else in this movie is not black, like his performance makes it a 3.5 for me.
We know of Franklin Hatch.
Yeah, Franklin.
3.5.
And the reason why I didn't give it I give it a 3 as well, not a 5, is because every character in Friday is engaging. I use a movie like Harlem Nights. There's a lot of characters.
Gotcha,
from the cop, from the mob boss.
Right, right.
All these dudes are funny or engaging.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I wasn't the two cops that were on the case They didn't do nothing for me, really. Right.
Nobody's as good as Chris Tucker in this movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. So yeah, Chris Tucker gets a five.
Yeah, this is a five.
And that's
five
the only reason why you think of Bernie Mac from Red to Miss Parker. You know, right, she was sexy as hell.
Yeah.
Debo, yeah. Stan, he had very moments, few parts.
Yeah.
But Seth MacFarlane,
right, right.
Like mom, he was water, like dad, bang, bang, bang. Choke a dog, choke a dog.
You have so many
characters.
Everybody's bringing something to the table.
And that's why I say it was not a classic, but it's a damn good movie.
Like, if you had all of the other characters being as good as the father-in-law, this movie becomes better.
Yeah,
right? Like, you know, he's the only one that's got a little something in the box score, right? Like, you know, everybody else just kind of falls flat, right? Like, even if you put, like, if you cast somebody different than Elise Neal, right? Like, you know, like maybe Tamela. Maybe you put Tamela in there.
Tamela Jones.
Yeah, Tamela Jones. Let her be funny, you know, or funnier.
Those are my two favorites.
Yeah, but the surrounding cast doesn't help this movie.
Right.
It's Chris Tucker. Yeah. It's Vic Damone, you know, guy. Yeah. And occasionally Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
And then we out.
Yeah.
But I think 3.5 is fair. For this movie, I think, like, that doesn't feel like it's a bad look. So.
True.
Money Talks.
Man, Money Talks, man. Hey, this is dope. Another dope-ass film. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I did it with you, brother.
Brother, thank y'all. Appreciate you, man.
Man.
What are you going to come back and do with us? What's a couple of your favorite films?
You know
what's
funny? I was actually thinking about Nothing to Lose, man. But you know what?
I
don't know, man. I feel like that's in the same vein as this
as well. And
that's
why I think we should do it, so we can discuss the two films.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Nothing to Lose.
Boom.
Let's do that.
Lose.
For sure. That's one of my other favorite ones.
Can you scoot over a smidget? Man, that's my groove. That as a kid, that was my and my sister in there at the end.
Mm-hmm.
My sister and my sister best friend is at the end of the movie. In that bitch. At the park.
You said your sister?
My sister, yeah.
Really?
My big sister, man. She don't have no line.
I'm about to say, hold on.
She in the park double dutching with her best friend.
Mm-hmm. Get the fuck
out. In the green jumpsuit.
Yeah.
That's my sister, man. All
right.
Shout out to my sister, JJ, man.
Look at the pride.
She was acting before me, man. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, man. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
Man, you the best, bro. You the best.
Sorry, man. Gotta do it again for sure. Absolutely, man. That's our episode, man. Blackbusters, the best movie podcast in the world.
Craig.
In the world, Craig.
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 Oh, just Craig.
No, in the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
We're saying
it all.
Movie review, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm your host, Big Ja, along with
Tone DeMone Jr.
I think that's out of the episodes I've seen, that's my favorite.
Yeah, thank you.
Tone DeMone Jr.
I see a little bit more.
That's dope.
Put a little Stussy on it. He's full moly.
He's full moly.
Half Italian.
Man, that's hilarious. Hey, and Chuck Dizzle.
Chuck Dizzle.
I appreciate
you. LA legend, man.
Can't wait to have you back, bro.
Let's do it, man. Nothing to lose. Let's do it.
Nothing to lose, man. Check us out next time, man. Love life. Be good or be good at it. I'm your host, Big Ja. We out of here, man. Pew to the max.
Blackbusters.
Shop Amazon for last minute gifts. Great deals for everyone on your list. Gifts for mom and gifts for dad. Even for your sister and your brother, Chad. Ah, shoot, we didn't realize we were supposed to get a gift for our dog walker guy. We almost forgot about our dentist, Dr. Kerr. We didn't expect to get a gift from her. Or our cousin, I forget his name. He got us something nice, better reciprocate. For last minute deals on gifts for people you forgot. Get fast and free shipping at Amazon.